After taking a year off, the Dahlgren Sisters of Bradford are back at it, fundraising for a good cause, this time for the Hockey for Grace charity. The young ladies made local headlines 2 years ago, with their organization, A Bradford Christmas, and their fundraising campaign raising just over $50,000 the Helping Hand Food Bank. It was no easy feat, with plenty of planning, organizing and collaboration with local businesses to reach their goal. The girls decided to take the last holiday season off to work on gaining charitable status, which they are close to getting. But the goodwill and generosity of the sisters couldn't keep them away for too long. Although they took a break from their holiday fundraiser, they fundraised on a smaller scale, helping to raise money for local victims of a fire and a small business owner close to being evicted out of their commercial space. This past summer is when they had the chance to meet with Bradford couple Chris and Amy Manning, the founders of the Hockey for Grace charity. The Mannings started the charity in memory of their daughter Grace, who passed away in 2016 at just 8 days old. Weighing only 4 pounds, 4 ounces, Grace Gabriella was placed in neonatal intensive care, then transferred to the hospital for sick children where it showed through an MRI she had no brain function, beyond basic brainstem activity that allowed her to breathe. With the devastating news, the Mannings were able to stay with Grace in her final days at Emily's house, where they were able to enjoy their final moments together as a family. It was shortly after Grace's passing that Chris came up with the idea of the Hockey for Grace annual memorial game, allowing them to raise money for Emily's house. Each year the game is played with funds raised going towards Emily's house, a children's hospice in Toronto. "We read Grace's story and were inspired by it," said Sarah. "It seems like such a wonderful place, Emily's house, where children and families can go to get the care they need in a home environment," added Emily. The Mannings were just a few weeks away from hosting their annual tournament in 2020 when COVID hit. It just felt like such a blow to have to cancel everything so close to the event. Then to not be able to run the event for the last 2 years, honestly, it's felt like another loss and has been hard emotionally, not to mention the money that we have not been able to raise for Emily's house, said Chris. "We are excited to be able to move forward, however, and are currently finalizing plans for the tournament to hopefully take place again this coming April 2023. When the Dahlgren sisters heard about the couple and their memorial game, and how COVID impacted their fundraising event, they wanted to help. We are so excited to be partnering with A Bradford Christmas," said Amy. "We feel so grateful for their support and all that they are doing. Our home is here in Bradford, and to have the community's support, it really means the world to us. This is where Grace would have gone to school, taken part in activities, sports and community events. She isn't here to do all those things, but to have her still be a part of the community, it is so incredibly special. The Mannings understand COVID has been tough on everyone, but especially for charities and their fundraising initiatives. Everyone has been hit and affected so much. And even now, as we come out of the pandemic and move forward, businesses are just getting back on their feet, people are dealing with inflation and the cost of living. It's not an easy time out there for so many, so to have A Bradford Christmas and the Bradford community want to come together to support and help raise money for Emily's house, it's amazing," said Amy. A Bradford Christmas is looking to partner with local businesses to co-host fundraising initiatives for Hockey for Grace this fall. So far, Salim Baradi with Bradford's Freshy Restaurant has agreed to host a one-week fundraiser in support of the cause. From October 24 to 30, $1 from every bowl and burrito will be going to Hockey for Grace to raise funds for Emily's house. "We are so beyond excited and so grateful for Mr. Salim and his amazing generosity," said Emily. In 2020, the girls hosted a silent auction with many local businesses donating prizes and gift cards. They will be hosting another online silent auction the week of November 13 to 20, and are looking for auction item donations from the local business community. "Our community is so great with charity and fundraising, it's going to be great, it's going to be fun," said Sarah. "Anyone interested in partnering with A Bradford Christmas this holiday season for a fundraising campaign, or donating an auction item, can send them an email at abradfordchristmas@gmail.com or send them a message on Instagram or Facebook at abradfordchristmas.